from KQED.
Back in March, the Center for Investigative Reporting revealed that 250,000 veterans due compensation for health care were stuck on waiting lists. Some had been waiting for more than a year. The news brought national attention to the problem, and as Aaron Glantz reports on this Veterans Day, the VA has done a lot in recent months to reduce the size of its backlog.
It's Tuesday evening, and Marine Corps veteran Edwin Del Rio is in physics class at City College of San Francisco. Del Rio served 4 years in the military, including a tour in Afghanistan. He came home with foot, knee, and ankle injuries. But the worst has been post-traumatic stress disorder, flashbacks from the time he came upon a family that had been murdered by the Taliban.
I started having nightmares, insomnia, and just mood swings right in the middle of the day. In the middle of class, I'd have to leave. I'd get panic attacks.
Del Rio filed a disability claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs, seeking compensation for his injuries. And then he waited and waited.
There's times where I was living off of top ramen noodles for several weeks. And like I said, I'd take out payday loans because I didn't have enough money to get myself through the month.
By the time the VA granted his claim in May, Del Rio had racked up more than $10,000 in debt. And because he had to wait 2 years, the agency ended up giving him $31,000 in retroactive benefits. Del Rio paid off his debts and even treated himself to a new guitar, a handmade Les Paul traditional.
It definitely makes me feel more secure financially, and that if I need something that's supposed to be provided through the VA, that eventually they will provide it.
The Center for Investigative Reporting has found that across the country, veterans like Del Rio are finally receiving their benefits. In March, the center revealed that the number of veterans waiting more than a year for their benefits had increased by more than 2,000% under President Obama. Since then, the average wait veterans face has fallen by nearly 4 months. In California, where veterans faced some of the longest waits, delays have dropped even faster.
I think we can say that they've gone from an F to a B, and that's huge progress.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier has been pushing for improvements at the VA. She says she's seeing a difference. The VA had promised to eliminate all year-old claims by October. They didn't make it, but the number of veterans facing that wait has fallen by nearly 90%.
Frankly, I didn't think they were going to even come close, and that's a huge reduction.
Speier isn't the only one applying pressure. In Washington, members of Congress have repeatedly called VA officials to testify about the long wait times.
I would just, refer to the folks in the Benefits Administration who have brought this backlog down, 193,000 claims in about 190 days.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Eric Shinseki expedited a new computer system and forced all employees to work overtime.
We have set a long-term goal of ending the backlog in 2015.
But critics say not enough is being done. The new computer system regularly crashes, and employee overtime won't last forever.
For some of the games and stuff and music, they sit back here and...
Vietnam veteran Dave Calmer stands in front of the bar at an American Legion post in Los Angeles. He's spent the last 40 years helping veterans get their benefits. He's seen the progress firsthand, but he's worried that it could be easily reversed.
They did put on pressure, but when the pressure's reduced and when the dog and pony shows go away and the tents are folded and they're out of town, what happens? How do they perform at that point in time?
And even with the improvement, hundreds of thousands of veterans are still waiting. Iraq War veteran Jason Ayala filed his claim almost 2 years ago. The former Army sergeant has severe back problems and post-traumatic stress disorder, but says he can't take time off from his low-paying job in private security to address his medical needs.
Not having that claim disability approved, I can't have regular checkups, nor will I be compensated for the time that I have to miss from work for an existing condition that has nothing to do with my job now.
Ayala has an appointment today with a VA-contracted doctor to evaluate his condition. He hopes his long wait will be over soon, but he wants better for his fellow veterans. For the California Report, I'm Aaron Glantz.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. To see more of Glantz's coverage of veterans' issues, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.